Today on the Camimo Ag Report from University of Missouri Extension, we're talking cattle record keeping. As the year ends, University of Missouri Extension Livestock Specialist Patrick Davis urges cattle producers to evaluate their record keeping system to determine if it was successful. Record keeping starts with proper cattle identification, Davis said. Two nationally known identification systems are the four-digit system and the letter and three-digit system. The first number of the four-digit system represents the last digit of the calf's birth year. The other numbers represent the calf's birth order that year. For example, the 56th calf born in 2023 would be 3056. One problem with this system is the potential for duplication when there are cows in the herd that are 10 or more years old. The letter and three-digit system produces potential cow identification duplication in the herd because it uses a letter to represent the year, said Davis. The letter represents the year the calf was born, and the three digits represent the calf's birth order during that year. For example, if L is the letter assigned to 2023, then L056 is the identification number for the 56th calf born in 2023. The letter changes yearly in sequential order, except I, O, Q, and V are not used. For the identification system to be used properly in record keeping, the identification markings need to be permanent and easy to read, said Davis. Suggested calf identification markings include ear tagging, ear tattooing, and branding. Since tattooing and branding are permanent, Davis suggests these in addition to ear tagging. Ear tattooing is a little simpler to do and requires less preparation, so it's preferred over branding. For proper record keeping, Davis suggests that ear tattooing and tagging be done as soon as possible after the calf is born. The record keeping system should evaluate the entire cattle herd's productivity, so it can be useful in determining successes and problems within the cattle operation, said Davis. Pay attention to the breeding, calving, and weaning seasons. Looking at cattle records as they relate to the breeding season is helpful in determining reproductive efficiency, said Davis. Cattle producers should record the number of bred cows and heifers and compare that to the total number of cows and heifers that were exposed during the breeding system. This determines pregnancy percentage, which indicates the reproductive efficiency of the cattle operation. Davis also suggests that cattle producers identify and cull the open cows and heifers so resources can be dedicated to the most productive cows and heifers. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you call a bee having a bad hair day? A frisbee. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.